Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First, our top local story. It seems like just yesterday that Jonathan Toews led a powerhouse Blackhawks team that won three Stanley Cups and captured the attention of the city. But the Hawks' most recent Cup win was 8 years ago now, and nearly all the stars of that team have moved on. Now Toews, who's been battling health problems for months, is offering his strongest hint yet that his time on the ice is nearing an end. WBBM's Rick Gregg caught up with the captain today.
It is heartbreaking for those who remember the three Stanley Cup runs and a decade of greatness to now hear what Jonathan Toews is fighting through.
I'm committed to get back to a place where, like I said, I'm enjoying the game. I've got energy to not only go out there and play the game at the level I know that I can, but also have the energy left over to enjoy the life and enjoy my time with my teammates, whether it's going to dinners and just little things like that. All that stuff has been non-existent, really. It's just go home and lay there and try and recover and get ready for the next day. That's all it's really been.
The Blackhawks have five home games left, and Toews hopes his long COVID and chronic immune response syndrome will let him take part in some, but he also cautions not to get too far ahead. And that's the latest with the Blackhawks.
Police in Joliet now say the city's second homicide of the year started as a fight between a father and son. Officers arrested 32-year-old Jakeem Williams shortly after the shooting yesterday at the family home on Fair Lane Drive that killed his 50-year-old father. Prosecutors accused the younger Williams of shooting his father with a gun he got from his bedroom.
Now to political news. The City Club of Chicago's regular luncheon has been a busy stop this week for the two men running in the mayoral runoff. Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson spoke to the group yesterday and today. Former city budget director and school CEO Paul Vallis got his turn. During a question and answer period, Vallis grew emotional when he talked about last week's endorsement by former Congressman Bobby Rush, recalling past racial strife in the city and Rush's leadership of the Black Panther Party.
I got to know Bobby over the years, so when he came out and strongly endorsed me, it was kind of an emotional moment for me because it was like a vindication moment.
And the mayoral runoff is April 4th, a week from today.
Suburban Naperville residents will be voting for a new mayor next week. The two leading candidates have very different backgrounds and experiences.
West Point graduate Benny White spent more than two decades in the Army and got into politics when he was offered a seat on the Indian Prairie District 204 school board.
And that's what really got me started. I served a total of 5 years on the school board in 204. And for the last 6 years, I've been doing the city council. I was elected in 17. I'm in the middle of my second term right now.
If he wins next week, he'll be Naperville's first African-American or person of color to be mayor. Opponent Scott Worley, a lifelong Naperville resident, heads a construction engineering company, among other things.
For the last almost 33 years, I've worked part-time as a police officer for our Park District Police. Additionally, I've been active in our family business, which has got over 200 employees. And I also have been a liquor commissioner here, working for the last three mayors.
Community activist Tiffany Stevens is also on the ballot. In Naperville, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Three high-rises in the Loop have been selected as finalists to be converted into hundreds of mixed-income apartments. Maurice Cox is the commissioner of city planning and development. He says people will be able to live next to the skyscrapers they work in.
If they work in an office, if they tend a bar, if they clean a hotel room, they could live here. That is monumental. Chicago is the only city in the country that has fashioned this conversion effort in such an equitable and innovative way.
The finalists are 208 South LaSalle, 135 South LaSalle, and 111 West Monroe. They now move to the next phase of the city's approval process.
Chicago's lakefront is a top draw for people from all over the country, and now we're getting our first look at what the lakefront north of downtown could one day look like. Leaders of a group convened by the city released renderings today that shows expanded green space between the lakefront and DeSable Lakeshore Drive, including easier access to the lake on on foot and by hike, by bike, that is. The proposal from the group called Redefine the Drive would also create new green space between Navy Pier and Oak Street. You can check out those renderings yourself at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Even leaders of a church in Chicago's South Loop are doing windows, specifically one historic window which is being removed and restored.
This is a treasure that needs Chicago's attention.
Linda Miller, president of Friends of Historic Second Church, is talking about work to restore Second Presbyterian Church at 1936 South Michigan, specifically one Tiffany window from 1901 that's being shipped to New York for a cleanup.
Well, it looks in stable shape, but it does need a lot of work.
Workers carefully prepare the window depicting two angels at the base of an actual Colorado mountain for its trip to New York.
The window is in 18 sections, and so they take them out section by section.
Okay. A lot of bubble wrap.
It's a stunning, beautiful church, and as we get it cleaned up and restored, it's even more breathtaking.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Some students at the University of Illinois were in mourning in October when an unusual squirrel was hit by a car on campus and was killed. Now WBBM's Mike Krause reports the squirrel is back.
Pinto Bean, as the students named the squirrel, had celebrity status on campus. It was piebald, meaning it had distinctive patches of gray and white fur. The sex was unknown. There were posts on social media and a Wikipedia page. Some mourned when the squirrel died. It appeared to have been hit by a car. It was featured on the scoreboard during a football game. Forever in our hearts, the text read. Some vowed to bring him back, and they did just that. The squirrel was taken to a taxidermist in Bloomington. The work cost about $300. Pinto Bean was mounted on a tree branch and is now back on campus, displayed at the university's Natural History Building, a story for future students to discover. That's the story from the U of I.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.